still higher one. Arises from your inner sense of resignation. You perceive that there is some reality to the center of the universe. You are not the center, we are all in corner, but there is some center. That is the Supreme Divine is the center of the universe. And you have learned the art of offering everything to the Supreme. Whatever experience you have, you just offer to the Divine and say, Idam na mama, this is not mine, this belongs to the Lord. You offer it to the Lord, and truly, heartily, then you will have not only a dry indifference, but some happy condition of indifference. You resign, you are offering to the Lord. Your child may become victorious and may win a gold medal and realizes that his gold medal is because of the effort that you as a mother put into the child, and comes to the mother and says, Mother, I want this medal, but it's yours really. That resignation on the part of the child will not make him proud and will not be dancing about. He will have a real sense of equality. But it is not dry equality. There is a joy in it. A joy of giving, of offering. So although there is indifference, whether you win or not, even when you win, you are offering it away. It's not yours. You don't attach yourself to yourself. You offer it to somebody to whom it really belongs. And that gives you joy. So it's an indifference which is coupled with a joy, which is a still higher condition. So it's a detachment, indifference, but arising out of resignation. And the quality of indifference that arises will be quite different. Then there is a still higher level. In which you find that everything here is an expression of the Supreme Ananda. All this world is a breath of Ananda. And here there is no need of effort at all. Everything is Mangalam. Idam Mangalam, Etad Mangalam. This is Mangala, that is Mangala. You live in the sea of delight, where you lose nothing, you gain nothing. Everything happens and everything gives you delight, equal delight. You don't have to make a stoic effort of keeping some emotions outside your being. You are constantly in a state of delight, whatever happens. You can't even now call it indifference. Now the state of indifference also is transcended. The word detachment looks so petty. You are so attached to the Divine, so much in love with Him, so where is detachment? It's a huge love for the Divine, huge Ananda. And everything that happens is Ananda. In that state, even the idea of detachment, the idea of indifference is washed out. And yet you have a pure equality. A true state of equality is the state of prasada. not of dryness, not devoid of smile, not devoid of kindness, is full of grace, full of kindness, full of gentleness. Gentler than a flower. In that vibrates the delight. And over all the creatures of the world, for everything, the same emotion spreads out. Greater than that is the action of equality. It's only a state of equality. Then greater than that is the action of equality. Where although delight is everywhere, you distribute the delight in the right manner. You don't give to the child the dose of delight which the child cannot bear. You distribute the delight to every individual around you in the right measure, without any partiality for anybody, because basically you are bathing in constant delight. Therefore, whether you give this much or that much in the right measure makes no difference to you. So when your action is an action for distribution of delight in the world, passing through you, then whatever you do, there will be equality. This is the action of equality that Sri Krishna wanted Arjuna. Whether you kill Bhishma, who is your own grandfather, great father, great grandfather, and you win the battle and enjoy the kingdom, must make no difference at all. You have given to Bhishma what is to be given to him. You give to yourself what is to be given to you by an action which seemed to be sanguinary, bloody, horrible, ghoram karma, as Arjuna says. It was ghoram karma. But if you have seen this delight of divine, which he perceived in the 11th chapter, Vishwarup Darshana, having seen the delight of divine and the power of the divine, action of the divine, and Bhishma himself was so wise that he himself explained to Arjuna what is the secret of his death. He himself told Arjuna how to kill him. He himself was seated in that state of equality. So when you are seated in that state of equality, the action that proceeds is always just, the right. This is the word which is used by the Veda, Ridham. The right action is the action which proceeds from complete equality, from the universal vision of things in which everything is a manifestation of delight. Sarvam Priyam, this is the word of Veda. Priyam. What is Ananda in the Upanishad is Priyam in the Veda. Everything is delightful. And therefore you put everything in the right place. The distribution of your action, by which the forces of action are distributed rightly, so that everything is in the right place. That was the definition of justice. Everything is in the right place, in the right measure. That is the action of equality. And when you are seated in that condition, you don't have to make effort now. All effort is gone. Detachment is also a wrong word. Detached to what? Detached from where? Where everything is divine. How can you be detached from the divine? It's the utmost attachment to the divine. So even the consciousness of detachment goes away. Indifference of what? There is joy everywhere. There is no indifference at all in that state of consciousness. So both indifference and detachment are transcended. And you are in a new condition of a true equality. That samatvam is yoga in the Gita's view. When it is said that yoga, samatvam yoga uchyate, it is that action of equality. That is the ideal that we find in the Gita.
But the beginning is the individual equality which you have been referring to.
All this, depending upon your nature and your temperament at a given time. As I said, it is better to start with stoicism. endurance,
which gives the equality to the individual.
To the individual. Then a higher level of philosophic equality, then equality by resignation, and then equality by ananda. Right?